Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, Alex here. And first things first, Manning, your Amazon gift card has been e-gifted. So look out in your email for the prize. And thanks again for taking the survey. I really appreciate you. Now, time to get an update on that $20 trading challenge that we talked about. We'll be talking about the stock that we bought, how it's been doing the last few days, and other stocks I've been buying with a similar strategy, doing that same sample size thing I talked about in the last episode. So if you don't want to talk about sample sizes, go back in the last episode and listen to that. If you want to see me pick these stocks and explain why I'm choosing them, you can follow me on Twitch by searching Alchemist, A-L-K-E-E-M-I-S-T. When you follow, you'll get a notification whenever I go live on Twitch. You can tune in on your phone too, kind of like you're tuning in now while you're busy doing other stuff. Just download the app, follow, listen in live every day when I go live. Twitch.tv/Alchemist, A-L-K-E-E-M-I-S-T. Now, if you're wondering why my Twitch name is Alchemist, my nickname when I was coaching track and field, my athletes gave me a nickname. They called me Coach Keem. A shortening of one of my middle names. Now, one of my favorite books is The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho, because the idea of creating value out of something that is not valuable or nothing even has something that I really believe in. So I combined Keem with the word alchemist, hence alchemist. And that's what I got. Anyways, the stock that we bought, we put $20 into Coop. Right, C-O-U-P. Now, this is a company that does business solutions, connecting businesses and suppliers. I had no idea about anything about the company before the day I added them to the watch list. But they fit the criteria that I chose for investment. I looked a little bit further into them before buying, but they fit the criteria before I even looked at them. Now, this is proof that any stock in your life, any company that interacts with you, you can certainly trade, because I took a stock that I had no idea about, found criteria, and then learned about them, and then found out they would be a good investment. So you definitely can find a stock within your life that you do understand and determine if it's a good investment. Now, if you go back and listen to yesterday's episode, you'll hear briefly about what I was looking for, right? What indicators I'm looking for, what kind of movement. I talked about the strategy very briefly. So we're currently in the stock, and as of yesterday, we were up 2%. Now, the first price target is 5%, which is $257, right? The price target is $257 for that 5%. The second price target is $280. Now, $280 is the top of the range that I've identified. That's about 14% out. Now, that total move is not what we're going to get, right? I'm okay just grabbing a little bit of that. Why? Because you don't need to be greedy. You don't need to get everything and more. Right, everyone wants to say to the moon, but if you just, you know, get a little bit on the way there, maybe the atmosphere, maybe the stars, do you really need to go to the moon? No, because if you wait to get to the moon, you may crash down, like the people who waited for Dogecoin to hit a dollar and it dropped down to, what, 16 cents the other day? So you can take a little bit in the middle. Now, does that mean that I'm going to sell my entire position at 257, that 5%? No. It depends on the trading strategy you have coming into the trade, right? You determine your exit on your way in, not while you're in it. Now, do I plan on being in this trade for a few days, for a few weeks, for a few months? You got to understand why what you're doing when you're coming into the trade. Like, what do you want? Now, for the sake of this challenge, I'm going to take half of my position off at 257. Now, if the technicals are still bullish, I'm going to keep the other half in. If they change and somehow turn bearish, right, I'm going to take my entire position off. What that means is if my criteria suddenly turns to the downside or loses momentum and goes flat, right, because momentum's on the upside right now. If that momentum dies down and I start moving sideways or down, I'm going to end the position. If the position is still going up and momentum is still to the upside, I'm going to leave that other half in and ride that out. Now, full disclosure, if I had done the challenge in a way that we had planned to add money periodically along the line, then I would stay in the trade a little longer, like my other trades. Spotify, Tesla, Teladoc, Ramp, Netflix, Nike. I'm in seven or eight trades. I'm in quite a few trades, and I plan on adding some more today that meet the criteria. And those, even when I hit 5%, I don't plan on taking that trade completely off, right? Because I don't mind being in those positions for a little bit longer because I have consistent income that I can add to positions or start other trades. With this $20, because we didn't set it up in a way that we'd be adding money later, I don't want to us to tie up this $20 in one trade because I want you to learn something from the experience, right? And you're going to experience by me doing multiple trades intelligently, not sitting in one trade for a few weeks. So I'm going to leave, I'm going to come out of that trade after a little bit, right? Again, following those parameters, right? If the technicals change, things like that. But if this were my trade that I wasn't doing a $20 challenge with you, I would probably leave this $20 in, add to it, or my next investment into my account, I would move it into a different trade, right? So, I mean, we'll take a small profit and move on just so you get the experience. Just so you get the experience, but just know that that is my strategy and that's my direction for this trade. But you have to understand, before you get into the trade, once you've done what I did, right? I identified what my first target is, right? I identify what my ultimate target is, right? How high do I really think it can go, right? And then from there, I determine in the trade, okay, I determine before the trade, okay, when it gets to this point, I'm going to sell. Or when it gets to this point, I'm going to buy more shares. When it gets to this point, I'm going to take off half my position. When it gets to this point, I'm going to take off 3/4 of my position. Like, I'm going to determine these things before I get into the trade. So that now that we're here at a 2% gain, right? We're halfway to 5%, right? We're halfway to our first price target. What did I say I was going to do? Take all the emotion out of it. What did I say I was going to do, right? If this stock jumped to $500 today, right? If you do things based on emotion, you're going to expect it to go to 1,000. You're going to hold on to it, and you're going to be angry when you lose all that profit because you didn't take it, right? So if my initial percentage is 5% and I wake up tomorrow and instead of being at 257, it's at 260, I'm going to take a good amount of profit off the table, right? Because it hit my target, it hit it quickly, it hit it unexpectedly, and I'm going to take that profit. And if I leave a little bit on the table, I'm going to leave that extra on the table, right? That I'm leading for this second target, this 280 target. But if it's moving slowly as I expect, I'm going to get it to that position and then make my decision from there. Right, so you got to know what you want to do before you get into the trade and not after. So some of the other trades that I'm in, like I said, Teladoc, Nike, Spotify, Coop. Well, I talked about Coop already. Ramp, Netflix. I have a JP Morgan call option. A few of those are paper trades. A few of those are cash trades. There are a few other trades that I plan on entering this week as well, paper and cash. So, I mean, if you do want to see me do that trade, do those and what I decide to put onto the watch list, what I decide to actually trade, I'm going to let you know all that stuff. You can watch me live on Twitch when I do it at Alchemist, or you can tune in and hear the episode probably a couple days or weeks later when I do decide to put it out there because the podcast is going to be a little bit behind the live streaming, of course, right? So make sure you go to Twitch, search Alchemist, but listen out for when I get out of that Coop trade so you know where I'm moving my money into next. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well. And remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.